And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Phil Hawkins. Now, I can't help but laugh just a little bit at all the hysteria surrounding the passage of HB 2. The huge outcry of opposition to the bill has to be a comfort to the gay community to receive so much support. So much so that it makes me wonder what it is exactly that the gay community is so afraid of with HB 2. Every major corporation with facilities in North Carolina has come out against the bill. The university and local governments have passed resolutions in opposition. Normal everyday people are marching in the streets. I mean, are they visualizing being attacked by vicious rednecks at the lunch counter at Woolworths in Greensboro? Is the KKK going to burn crosses in their front yards as a result of HB 2? Well, maybe I have something to learn, but it just seems to me that just because a bunch of old conservative, uninformed white guys in Raleigh passed a bill doesn't mean that the daily lives of the gay community in North Carolina are going to change at all. Now, whether you like it or not, we are all discriminated against. I'm a 63-year-old white guy with 35 years sales experience, and I could no more get a meaningful job at a major corporation at my age than the man in the moon, regardless of whether there's a law against age discrimination. Discrimination is a fact of life no matter who you are, no matter how many laws there are against it. Just ignore it. Move on with your lives. Be a quality person and find solace in the obvious support you have from those in all walks of life here in North Carolina. This is Phil Hawkins.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.